Anatole had lately moved into Dolohov's quarters. The plan for the abduction of Natasha Rostov had been all planned out and prepared several days before by Dolohov. And on the day when Sonya had listened at Natasha's door and resolved to protect her, that plan was to be put into execution. Natasha had promised to come out to Kuragin at the back entrance at 10 o'clock in the evening. He was to get her into a sledge and drive her off 60 miles from Moscow to Kamenka, where an unfrocked priest was ready to perform a marriage ceremony. At Kamenka, a relay of horses was to be ready in harness to take them as far as the Warsaw Road, and thence they were to travel abroad by means of post-horses. Anatole had a passport and 10,000 roubles borrowed from his sister, and 10,000 more raised with the help of Dolohov. At the appointed hour, the sledge pulled up at the old equerry's crossing. Anatole and Dolohov climbed down and walked along the pavement. On reaching the gates, Dolohov whistled. The whistle was answered, and a maidservant ran out.
"Come into the courtyard, or you'll be seen. She's coming in a minute," she said.
Dolohov stayed at the gate. Anatole followed the maid into the courtyard, turned a corner, and ran up the steps. He was met by Gavrilo, Maria Dmitrievna's huge groom.
"Walk this way to the mistress," said the groom in his bass voice.
"What mistress? And who are you?"
Anatole asked in a breathless whisper.
"Walk in. My orders are to show you in."
"Kuragin, back!" shouted Dolohov. "Treachery, back!"
Dolohov, at the little back gate where he had stopped, was struggling with the porter, who was trying to shut the gate after Anatole as he ran in. With a desperate effort, Dolohov shoved away the porter and, clutching at Anatole, pulled him through the gate and ran back with him to the sledge. When Gavrilo came to announce to Maria Dmitrievna that the persons who had come had run away, she walked a long while up and down, pondering what she was to do.